The new Senate Majority Leader Chris Hulbert has started doing something old school, something the president is criticized for not doing enough of. Both he and the Senate president are holding weekly press briefings.
Again, I really appreciate your willingness. We hope that this is more of a traffic cop. You know, here's what's interesting, rather than us just being the ones quoted.
That's Chris Hulbert outlining GOP plans to hold its next briefing.
Our leadership perspective with President Grantham and I is that we really want to be more open and inclusive.
They will also host their first ever off-the-record happy hour with reporters. The goal, he says, is for members of the Senate to get to know the press in a more relaxed setting. Republicans in the House, who are in the minority, recently tried that idea with their own happy hour. Joel Malecka is their spokesman.
The national news a lot of times dominates news cycles. So when they read and they hear these examples of media bias, that, you know, it's very natural for them to want to feel that that extends to the legislature and the reporters they work with here. So I completely understand why they feel that way.
For some Republicans, this openness is new. Not all trust the media. Others have had bad personal experiences, like Representative Justin Everett from Littleton. He says some media outlets have reported inaccurate or misleading stories about him. He chalks it up to laziness, the 24-hour news cycle, and diminished resources.
I think that's what builds that mistrust amongst Republicans, is I think that they think there's a liberal media bias, and then when you kind of see it in little things like that, that sort of reinforces that.
Everett feels that most local reporters are ethical, and says he thinks better personal relationships lead to better stories. Freshman Representative Philip Covarrubias is a construction foreman from Brighton. He thinks the media asks too many gotcha questions.
On the Republican side, we're so worried about what's going to be said about us instead of being able to speak our truth about policy. The left has put us in fear of saying anything, because the first thing that happens is if you oppose the left's policies, you're a racist, homophobe, xenophobe, every kind of isterphobe that there is.
Perhaps feeding the perceptions of bias are the feelings of Democrats. Many at the state capitol enjoy a good working relationship with the media. Democratic Representative Javon Melton from Aurora doesn't expect that to change, and wonders if the GOP's problem is its leaders.
I think we get along with the media, we get along with each other across the aisle. I think Colorado's a little different than D.C., and truthfully, I don't know if the Republicans really have a problem with the media as much as Trump has a problem with the media.
National coverage can also sting media relationships. For instance, Republican Senator Jerry Sonnenberg from Sterling recently felt he was misquoted by the Washington Post. He marveled at how President Trump is taking on the press.
Finally, someone has enough gall to stand up and say, you know, we're not going to do this anymore. If you want to do this fake news stuff and try and spin stories and lead the public down a certain path, that's wrong.
Colorado lawmakers also acknowledge that the state capitol can be a bubble. They admit that they forget between television, newspapers, radio, and the internet just how big the media's influence is. Representative Justin Everett says members in his party don't have enough leverage to follow Trump's brash ways with the press.
I don't think that there aren't too many people that are in politics that have that type of sway. Trump has been in the public eye for, 50 years? So he knows how to manage his media and things like that. So I think he's unique. For the rest of us that don't have that sort of reach, I think I only have 1,400 Twitter followers. So, you know, I can't do that.
So that symbiotic relationship between the press and legislators is here to stay, whether lawmakers like it or not. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.